This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The Medicare prescription drug card went into effect this week, but elderly citizens don't seem to be impressed. The Kaiser Family Foundation, a nonprofit public health philanthropy, tested the new Medicare drug plan with 10 focus groups. The groups consisted of Medicare recipients in Pittsburgh, Kansas City, and Washington, D.C. NPR's Joanne Silberna reports the seniors were overwhelmingly confused.
To be fair about it politically, the Kaiser Family Foundation hired two opinion research firms to conduct the focus groups. One is a company that works for Republican politicians. The other works for Democrats. Jeff Guerin is with the Democratic firm.
The one thing that we heard consistently is that people simply do not have this benefit figured out. They don't really know much about it. What is most important is seniors come to this new benefit with very little understanding of how to navigate this system that's been created for them.
Like Democrat Guerin, Republican pollster Bill McIntyre found that people were confused. McIntyre helped congressional Republicans craft the legislation that created the drug benefit. But he's not worried about the seniors' negative response.
So we're measuring people right at the beginning of this process. And my experience has been, guess what? Americans are consumers. You don't worry about how to buy a washing machine or what's the benefit of a car until you need one.
They weren't just confused. They were unhappy. On a scale of 0 to 100, with 0 as very unfavorable and 100 as very favorable, it only rated a 31. Harry Kelly, a 71-year-old retiree who lives in Pittsburgh, was in one of McIntyre's groups. He actually hates the Medicare drug plan.
It's ridiculous. It's asinine. It's almost criminal. It is criminal. Now, if you can convince me otherwise, I'm a willing listener.
He hasn't been convinced the discounts will be worth the hassle. Kelly is a veteran, a baker for 5 years when he was in the Army. It shows a little in his big round stomach and his well-stocked kitchen. He's a Democrat who sometimes votes Republican. He buys 10 prescription medications. He pulls out his list.
I don't know the exact nature of them all, but because there are so many of them. But I have for heart the problem. I have for sugar. I have Lipitor, that's for your cholesterol.
And they're not cheap.
Well, all told, I pay around $400 and some a month.
That's a quarter of his retirement income, which consists of Social Security plus a small pension from the city of Pittsburgh. Despite the displeasure of seniors like Kelly, Republican pollster McIntyre thinks some people will come around. The opinions of certain focus group participants were more positive after the cards were explained to them. Those were the people whose low incomes make them eligible for a $600 credit and other discounts.
And what they said is, oh, I guess I might be the person who gets the $600, and I guess I'm a lot more interested in this. And, oh, I don't have drug coverage, and this might be able to provide it to me with a very low out-of-pocket.
So far, fewer than 500,000 seniors have signed themselves up for a discount drug card. By January of 2006, a whole new plan replaces the cards. Seniors will be able to purchase an insurance policy that covers their drugs. Harry Kelly doesn't picture himself picking out an insurance plan, at least not one designed by the people who brought him the drug discount card.
The people in Washington who wrote this bill for this, there's no realization for the common denominator for the most people.
The common denominator for Kelly is one simple low-cost plan. He says that's what the guys at his VFW hall want, too. Not a choice of various cards or insurance plans with various discounts which don't cover all drugs. Kelly wants the government to do what it's forbidden to do by this legislation, use its buying clout to negotiate a low price for seniors.
Everybody be paying the same deck of cards and be paying the same price. I wouldn't have to be wondering whether there was a joker involved, because everybody else would be inquiring likewise.
Republican McIntyre says maybe free drugs would have gone over better, but not even the Democrats proposed that.
We are tracking the irritation about change that I think is endemic to this age group, and we are watching people kind of struggling and wrestling with a lot of new information. And what we don't know for sure is where they're going to come out as they acquire that information.
Medicare officials are currently working to educate the public. McIntyre says a few happy citizens spreading the word could do a lot to get others to sign on. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.